1 Peter chapter 2. In the last, I don't know how many months, maybe the last few months, we've been talking about our walk with the Lord. And we've been talking about maybe in the last month and a half about hindrances. So we know when we accept the Lord as our Savior, what a wonderful blessing it is that God has saved us. And we know one day we'll be in heaven. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. And the reality is, until we get there, God's desire is for us to live for Him and to walk with Him. Amen. But we also know we still have this flesh that we battle. And we still have the world. We still have the devil. And the reality is, there could be hindrances out there that could hurt us spiritually. And that's what I've been talking about the last few weeks. We talked about hindrances to our prayer life. Bitterness is a big hindrance. Worldliness. Losing our love for the Lord. Compromising. Doubts. Lack of faith. And tonight I will start, I don't know if I'll finish or not, lack of spiritual growth. Lack of spiritual growth. Something that could hinder your life is a lack of spiritual growth. So we're going to talk about that this evening. Look here in 1 Peter chapter 2. In 1 Peter chapter 2, as I read here, in verse 1. I don't think I prayed, did I? My memory sometimes is gone. Well, you did that. Well, I'll pray again. Amen. I always like to pray. Did I pray? I can't remember if I did. I didn't. I'm telling you, I'm losing my mind. Who are you guys again? I'm just joking. So. Lord, sometimes I'm forgetful, and I know that you know that. But I'm thankful for your grace. I pray that you'd help me and divide your word. And I pray that this message would be a blessing. And thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I always like to pray, and I appreciate your prayers for me. And you just keep on praying. Amen. Look what the Bible says here in 1 Peter chapter 2, starting verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies, envies and evil speaking, right? That's sin, right? He's talking about us as believers putting these things away. I'm not going to get into that tonight. But look what he says here, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. Now, here it is. Peter refers to us when we first get saved as babes in Christ. We support a church that started up in Potsdam, and Brother James, his wife Angela, right? She just had a baby boy. Amen. So she just had her baby, and Debbie will show pictures. And you think about babies, they're just precious. Amen. And it just seems like yesterday, little Arlo was born. And Arlo is what? How old is he now?
He's 2 in November.
Yeah, he's almost coming up on 2 years old. Amen. But anyway, you think about babies, how precious they are. Amen. They are. Thank God for babies. Amen. And we should always defend the innocent. And we are surely against abortion, because that is murdering, and God says that is wrong. Amen. But anyway, you think about it as a newborn babe. So when you get saved, here it is, you're a newborn, as in a Christian, a babe in Christ, and we need to grow. You think about a baby, that baby needs to grow. When that baby is born, you know, the mom will feed that baby. It could be also the dad that would, you know, get the formula or whatever. But that baby desires that milk. And it desires the milk, and then what? It's growing. Amen. It's getting nutritions, and it grows. And then over time, that baby will grow, and it will go further other than just having milk. It'll then want meat. And then it'll want macaroni and cheese or something, you know, Cheerios and steak and all that good stuff that's out there. Broccoli. Amen. I love broccoli. Amen. But anyway, here it is. He's talking about us as believers, as newborn babes in Christ. And what he tells us that will help us to grow is, he says, desire the sincere milk of the word. It's the Bible. Amen. When you get saved, if you're going to grow spiritually, that means you're going to need to start taking time to get into the Bible. Start reading the Bible. Start studying the Bible. Amen. And it will help you to grow. your failure to get into the Bible will hinder you, will hinder your growth. Do you ever realize, you know, you think about it, we are, when you get saved, the Holy Spirit now dwells in us. And the reality is this, we have that sin nature, and that sin nature tries to do what? Prevent us from growing spiritually. Do you ever see how hard it is to try to read the Bible, try to study the Bible, how your flesh goes against you, how you can get phone calls, how you can get distracted, how things, other things that can happen that's there, right? What's that?
I say you wander.
Yeah, your mind. Yeah. Well, why is that? Because your flesh doesn't want you to grow spiritually. It's a battle. You think about when we pray, God says that's why you should go to a closet, right? Not an actual closet per se, but maybe, I don't know, maybe you need to. That's the way you get your peace and quiet. But get alone with God. When you're reading your Bible, it's wise to do that too. Find a place that you can be alone, right? Where you won't be distracted. I don't know about you, but when I was in school, I want quiet. If I had a bunch of commotion that was around, I was just in trouble. Amen? And even at work, I like it quiet. Sometimes Debbie will come down and I'll be like, you know, Debbie, just you can't. Not right now. I just have to stay focused of what I'm doing that's there. But the reality is when you're reading the Scripture, it's the same. You need to get alone. Amen? But failure to be in the Bible, do you see that? Will hinder you. If you're not in your Bible reading it every single day, it's going to hurt you spiritually. It's going to hinder you. So don't allow anything to take you away from taking time to read the very words of God. Look at the Bible says over here to the book of 2 Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, it's just not reading the Bible because we should read it. 2 Timothy chapter 2. That's all right. 2 Timothy chapter 2. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, look here, verse 15. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. He's not talking about our salvation, right? He's telling us that showing God how much we love Him, how much we want to learn to know more about Him, right? Approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? So here it is. He's telling us that we should read, but also study. So when you're going through the Bible, there's something that's there. Take your time to figure out what is the Lord saying. Meditate on it. Ponder it. Study it, right? You may be a word that's here and you don't know how it's defined. Look it up. Ask the question. Get a concordance and find that word that's in the Bible. You can, if you had a Strong's Concordance, you can get one on your phone, probably online. You can actually even buy the book. You have a Strong's Concordance, you put that word in there, and that Strong's Concordance will show you every single reference of that word that's in the Bible. We'll show you every single place that Jesus, you put in the name Jesus, it'll show you every single reference that's there, and you can go to it. But you think about taking time to study the Scripture, and He tells us, rightly dividing the word of truth. So that means there's a right way, and there's a wrong way. And the reality is, you think about it, as a babe in Christ, as we take the God's word in, and we're growing, and then we're starting to study. The reality is this. What we need to do is make sure we rightly divide the Scripture. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people who wrongly divide Scripture. There's a right way and a wrong way. Amen? So if we're going to grow spiritually, what we need to do is learn how to study. Understand what the Bible is. That's why it's important to go through and read your Bible, cover to cover, read it. Now, not in one setting, that would be quite difficult to do. But go through and read it because that will help you. You'll read something in the Old Testament, and maybe a type of Christ. And the reality is you're reading, you'll be thinking, you're a babe in Christ, you're just learning and thinking, I don't know what that is. And you keep on reading, you keep on growing, you come to church, you hear preaching, and next thing you know, the Holy Spirit's going to work on your heart, and it'll be like, hey, Mark, this is what it means. And the light bulb's going to go off in Mark's head and be like, whoa, I got that. Amen. And then when Mark comes back and reads that again, it'll be like, aha, I understand that. Amen. What it does is it helps us, right? But we need to take time to study the scripture. You know what you'll find in your life? Your flesh will try to get you to stop from studying the scripture, right? Your flesh will try to get you to stop from reading the Bible. Your flesh doesn't want that, right? The world doesn't want you to do that. I'm talking about the world system as in ungodly. The devil doesn't want you to do that. But God wants you to. You may say, preacher, how do you know? Well, here it is. We saw in Peter, he tells us about taking God's word. It means to read it. And here he tells us to study, right? So spend time reading it. So studying also will tell you this, that there's things here that will be very, I don't want to say it that way, but well, it would be a good way to say it, easier to understand when you read it, right? John 3:16, right? Most of us know what John 3:16, that's there. But there's some things when you go through and read, you may have to, it's a little meat. It gets a little deeper, right? And what you'll have to do is, you think about it, you'll chew upon it, right? Not the actual scriptures, right? But you're chewing upon it, you're thinking upon it, you're pondering it. You know, that's in your mind. Some things are easy, right? I'm glad when I was little, you know, a little baby, my mom gave me milk, and then I had that other stuff, baby food, like the rice cereal, whatever it was. And I'm sure it must have been good because I have grown. But the reality is this, I'm not eating rice cereal. I'm not eating that the carrots that are all blended up. I may get there one day, you know, it might not have teeth or whatever. I'm not having the other food. I'm having different things, amen? The price of steak, and I'm not eating steak anymore, but I'm eating hamburger, right? But I'm thankful for that. Well, anyway, you think about it, as you're growing in the Lord, the reality is there's things you'll have to study, spend time in. Ask the Lord to help you. Look what the Bible says over here to the book of Acts chapter 17. In Acts chapter 17. In Acts chapter 17. So again, we're talking about spiritual growth. A lack of spiritual growth will be a hindrance to you, and I'll show you that. I'm kind of building up on it as we go through. But look here in Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. In Acts chapter 17, if you look here at verse 10 and verse 11, look at what the Bible says here. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming hither went unto the synagogue of the Jews. Look here, verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica. How were they more noble? In that they received the word with all readiness of mind, right? They took it in. They had an open heart, right? When you come to church, and I believe that you are that way, you should have your heart open that you want to learn, right? Hopefully that's why you came here, because you wanted to learn the scriptures. You wanted to learn something to help you, to be encouraged. And that's what we see here. They received the word with readiness of mind. They took it in, right? They were like, oh, okay. They were hearing the preaching and thinking, all right. And they were listening to what he said. And then look what they did. And search the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Right? They had an open mind. They were listening to the preaching. They were listening to what Paul was saying that was there. And they were taking it in. And after they were taking it in, they had a good memory or they wrote things down that was there. They went home and daily they were in the Bible searching. Is that so? Is that true what Paul said? Salvation is by faith alone? Well, let me go in the Bible and look. You know, is that true what Paul was saying about baptism? Well, let's go in the Bible and look, right? Folks, can I tell you, that's what God desires for you and me. Amen? God wants us to know the Scriptures, to search the Scriptures, to have an open heart when we come to church, and then go study it out. That's what they were doing, and they were more noble. You have every right, amen, as you're going through the Bible to, when you read something, ask questions, amen. That's why I like Sunday school. Sunday school, I really enjoy it. But even when I preach something, if you have questions, ask questions, amen. Come up to me afterwards and say, preacher, can you help me with this? But anyway, what we see, they search the Scriptures. There's a lot that's in the Bible, amen? So do the same, amen? If you're going to grow spiritually, the reality is you need to be in this book. You need to spend time in this book, amen? But when you think about when you're studying the Scripture and reading the Scripture, you know what that's going to take? Time. It's going to take time. That means you're going to have to make time every single day to read the Scripture. Do you know what also it's going to take? Our society doesn't have this, right? Discipline, right? Because you're going to wake up, and some days you're going to wake up, you're not going to feel like studying. May not feel like reading, right? Discipline. Well, it's going to take character, too. You want to find out what you really are, who you really are. Find out what you know what you're supposed to do, and when you don't feel like doing it, see if you still do it. Amen. I'll show you how much character that you have. Amen. But anyway, you think about it. Discipline. You may wake up with a headache, and I've been there. Amen. You wake up with a headache. Well, you could still spend time reading the Bible. Maybe you won't read as much, right? Because you have this pounding headache that's there. But still spend time in the Scripture. You'll be amazed how busy your day will be, right? But you still have time for God, amen? Get up earlier, amen? Read the Scripture. When you're reading your Bible, it's going to take patience. It's going to get patience. Not everything is going to come the first day. If you just got saved, amen, you're not going to have everything settled your first day, amen? You're going to need to grow. The reality is patience. You'll come to things and you'll scratch your head and be think, I don't know about that, right? Or I know God said it and we take it by faith that's there. But patience and say, Lord, I don't understand that, right? And you're not saying it to be mean or anything like to that nature. It's just saying you want to understand more. Well, as you continue to read and study and you have patience, you know what you're going to find out? In God's timing, you're going to learn it, right? And if not, then it wasn't meant. Well, there's some things we may never learn, amen? But to have patience. But when you come to your Bible and read, you know that one of the best things to do is before you start is to pray, amen? This is a spiritual book. The devil, the demons, they don't want you to read this book. This world doesn't want you to read this book. So the reality is spend time praying. Confessing. Say, Lord, if there's something you have done, ask the Lord to forgive you. Confess. Make sure you're right with the Lord. And ask the Lord to help you to learn as you read the Scripture. Ask the Lord to speak to your heart. And as you're going through reading, you'll come to something and God speaks to you in your heart. Stop. You know, ask the Lord. Say, Lord, can you help me with this? You know, is there a good verse, you know, that I can link up here, right? And again, so you're praying. There has to also be a desire. A desire. Folks, can I tell you, when you first get saved, there should be a desire in your heart that you want to know this book and read this book. Amen? And can I tell you, you think about this is the precious words of God. When Debbie and I when we first got married, and she moved in with me over in Hagerstown, Maryland. And there were some times she would write little love letters to me. Amen. You may say, what did she say? None of your business. You know, not just, but anyway, she would write little love letters to me. Amen. She would just say, I love you, or I don't know what she said. I can't remember. I'm getting forgetful. So anyway, that's a good excuse. It was working right now. So let me get back to preaching. Amen. So anyway, she would write those little, and they meant something to me. And I would take them, and I would put them in my glove box, or put them down somewhere. And sometimes I would open it up, and there it was. I would see it, a little thing from my wife. You know, I remember one time I got up to preach and opened up my Bible, and there it was. Didn't you put something in my Bible? I thought
you're
you did.
Embarrassing her dad.
It's all right. I'm her husband. I can. Amen. I thought you did. Amen. I thought she put something there. So I think I put something in yours when you were doing a ladies thing, didn't I? Yeah. So made her think about me. Amen. But what I'm saying is there's a desire, right? I was like, well, I like this, right? And you get it. Folks, can I tell you, every single day you can come to the very scriptures and God has something special for you. You know, it's kind of like, whoa, I can't wait to see what God has. I have read some stories in the Bible. I've read my Bible through. I probably read the book of Esther. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Probably 30-some times in my life. I'm guessing, right? But you know, every single time I read that book, Mark, I enjoy reading it. I look forward to reading the book of Esther. Even though I know what's going to happen, I know that wicked Haman's going to hang, and I still get all excited about how God works. Amen. And even though, Miss Elma, I've read it quite a few times, God still speaks to me. I learned things from it. How many from the book of Jonah? We've been through the book of Jonah. You've probably known the book of Jonah since you're wee little, and now we're a little bit older. You probably went through the book of Jonah how many times? And going through a Bible study, what is it? We're learning more. Folks, can I tell you, there is so much in this book. Folks, can I tell you, we need to spend time in it. Amen. We need to have humility in the scripture. Don't come to that. Don't come to the Bible like, bless God, I know everything. No, you don't. I've been saved for some time. I've been reading the Bible. I've been studying the Bible for some time. And yes, I have knowledge. But the reality is this. I'm not going to tell you I know everything. Amen? The reality is, you think about humility. You come to this book and you read and say, Lord, help me to understand. So I have humility. Amen. You think about knowledge. That means comparing scripture to scripture. As you read your Bible, remember that. Amen. You compare scripture with scripture. That will help you as you're reading through and you get to a verse that may seem something different than you know is true. Right? You compare it to other scriptures and that'll help you to define that verse. The reality is, a lot of times you have a verse, and the best thing to do is think about the book. What is the book about? Look at the chapter. See what God gave the author what to write, right? As they penned it down. The verses before, the verses after. It will help you to rightly divide the scripture. But you think about that knowledge. Dividing the scripture. When I got saved, I remember I used to hear the word dispensation. That's just a big word. But you think about it, it's kind of like a period of time. Dispensation. And when you go through the Bible, there's different dispensations that you'll see. And all that just means is period of time. Let me try to give an example. You have the beginning, right, of Adam and Eve in the garden before sin entered, right? Things there was a little different than afterwards, right? Let me give an example. They were walking around naked, right? And that was okay, right? Sin entered. Don't walk around naked. Amen. So, but anyway, but if you think about, but you look at that dispensation at the fall of man. When Cain killed Abel, right? The law was not given. God didn't say that Cain should be killed, right? When the law was given, so the dispensation during the time after the law was given, well, what do you see? Thou shalt not kill, right? Someone, he told Israel if they killed someone and was murdered, that person deserves to die, right? So when you're reading the Bible, you have to realize there's different time periods, maybe different dispensations, right? Old Testament, right? Then when you get to the New Testament, the book of Acts is, I call it a transition book. It's going kind of from the Old Testament to the New Testament. There's a transition that's happening there. So anyway, when you're going through the Bible, thinking about that, amen? You get to the book of Revelation, and it talks about the end of the church age, and it talks about the rapture, it talks about the tribulation period, it talks about the millennial reign. That period of time, that dispensation, is different from today. Let me ask you a question. Israel, will they do sacrifices again? Yes. When will they do those sacrifices? The tribulation. Well, yeah, we know they'll have a temple, right? And do you have it?
After, like, the millennial reign.
During the millennial reign, right? So when you go through the Bible and you look, I think it's a book of Ezekiel talks about that, talks a little bit about the millennial reign that you can go through there. And you can see there's things that they're doing as sacrifices again. That is a different dispensation, right? That's millennial reign time, right? That's after. So you have to realize that as you're going through your Bible, that will help you as you're studying your Bible. Think about it, all right? What period of time? Is it Old Testament, New Testament? Is it during tribulation, during the millennial reign? It will help you in studying your Bible. It will help you to rightly divide the Scripture. Look here what the Bible says over here in the book of Hebrews. In the book of Hebrews. Am I giving you too much information? You're not falling asleep yet. All right. Look over here to Hebrews chapter 5, right? Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. And when you're studying the Bible, always remember, take it literally, unless the content says otherwise. Amen. Look here at Hebrews chapter 5. In Hebrews chapter 5, look here down at verse 11. I believe personally that this was Paul who wrote this book. And look what Paul wrote, or God told Paul what to write. Look here at Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. So Hebrews is a wonderful book. Hebrews kind of opens up some things of the Old Testament, especially the tabernacle. And when you're going through the book of Hebrews, sometimes you'll see this that's called parenthetical, right? All that means is God told Paul what to write, and he's talking about something, and then he'll stop and he'll move to something else, parenthetical, right? He's stopping and going here, and then he'll go back to that subject, right? And the book of Hebrews talks about how greater Jesus is, right? Greater than the sacrifices, greater than the priests, greater than the law, greater than Moses. And sometimes he'll stop there. And this is one of those parentheticals, right, where he's stopping. Chapter 5 at the beginning talks about Jesus as a great high priest. And then here it is in verse 10, you could see that, called after the order of Melchizedek. And verse 11, parenthetical, right? He's kind of stopping for a second. Why? Because some of this, Mark, is deep. Some of this is meat. I love the book of Hebrews, amen? There's a lot of meat there. So he's kind of like stopping now, right? And he says this, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. So the reality is, what he's saying is, there's some things that are here that are, you know, it's deep, right? It's meat. It's meat of the Scripture. And now he's talking to these believers. He's talking to them and saying, hey, I'm stopping here for a second because you're dull of hearing. You should be able to understand this. You should have already grasped this by now, right? Look what he says. For the time ye ought to be teachers. What does that mean? They should have grown spiritually, right? They should have grown spiritually where they could have been teachers teaching someone else. That's God's desire for us, to be disciples, right? You get saved, kind of like a baby. You have a baby, you feed the baby, you raise the baby, you're training that child. The way that you train that child is the way that child is going to go, right? So you train that child, hopefully to raise that child for God, so that way you lead them like an arrow, right? Shooting an arrow out there on a straight path, on God's path, right? If you're training them wrong, you shoot that arrow, it's kind of like your kid. They're going to go that way instead of going that way, right? So here it is, he's saying, by now, believers, you shouldn't be babes in Christ. You should have grown spiritually where you could be a teacher to teach and help someone else. Look what he says. Ye have need that one teach you again. And you'll see this. He's talking about some basic things again, right? It's kind of like you had to learn again. You didn't grasp it. You didn't ask the question. You didn't have the desire. You're just like, whatever. Preacher needs to know that, but I don't need to know it, right? And he's getting on them. He's saying, hey, teach you again, which it be the first principles of the oracle of God, right? What's he saying? Just the basics. When you get saved, the reality is you're not going to know. There's not a lot of doctrine you're going to know, right? As in all doctrine, right? But you're going to grow. And as you grow, the reality is you should have doctrine settled in your heart. That's what he's saying. He's saying, hey, I have to get back and train you into first principles, some of the basic doctrines. He goes on and says, and are come such and have need of milk and not of strong meat, right? Again, you may say, well, preacher, how did you come up with the Bible being like meat? Well, I got it from the book. Amen. Strong meat, right? What he's saying is, they haven't grown spiritually, and because of lack of spiritualness, right, as in growing in the Lord, it hindered them. Do you see that? See now where I'm getting it from? Lack of spiritual growth can hinder you, and that's what happened to them. He's saying, you need to go back to milk. What is he saying? The basic things, right? And then, look what he says. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. And what he's saying is, they're still a babe in Christ. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil, right? As you grow in the Lord, right? You learn things, you get things settled in your heart, it will help you to know, hey, that's right, that's wrong, right? Now I understand, as you're getting ready to do something, the Holy Spirit works on you, and it's like, no, don't do that, right? And you don't listen, you get chastened. Then you learn from that and say, whoa, I don't want to be chastened from God, right? Why? Because you're growing spiritually, right? And here it is, he's saying, as you grow spiritually, what is it? You'll start learning, knowing things, be able to help someone, amen, in the Lord. And what we'll do is we'll stop there, because I think that's a good place to stop. And we'll come back to chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, because then he's going to talk about some basic doctrines. And I figured time-wise, it would take me a little bit to go through there. But anyway, what was he doing? He was on there because of a lack of spiritual growth. Let me ask you that question tonight as we get ready to close. Are you growing spiritually? Right? Now, when did you get saved? Since you've been saved, are you growing? Right? Are you to that place to say, I don't need to grow anymore? Well, the reality is, that means you need to grow. Amen? All of us need to grow. Amen? Are we taking steps? Are we allowing the Lord to make us more like Him? Right? Allowing His love to show through. Are we telling people? Amen? Getting things settled in our heart. Well, if not, if you're saved 20, 30, 40 years, and you're still a babe in Christ, he's kind of saying something to you of saying, hey, you're dull of hearing. Why? Amen? You shouldn't be dull of hearing. Amen? You should have some things settled. And next week, if you come back, Lord tarries, we'll talk about some of these things. And then also get in a little bit deeper into this lack of spiritual growth, what it will do to you and hurt you. Amen. Well, let's close in prayer. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to preach. And Lord, I pray that this message was a help and a blessing. I pray that it would encourage us with our walk with you. And Lord, I pray that it would encourage us to spend time in your word, reading and studying it. And Lord, that we would grow. Thank you for your faithfulness to us. Thank you for keeping us safe and help us to travel home safely. We ask in Jesus, your precious name. Amen.